D. Making a difference. Have you ever dreamt of making a difference to the lives of other people? Gemma from Australia decided to do something, not just dream about it. Thanks to her, many Tanzanian children from poor families can now go to good primary and secondary schools. When I was in high school in the 1980s, I was inspired by Bob Geldof and the Live Aid project. Then, when I was in year 11 and 12, I wanted to become a sister, but only if I could work in Africa. After university, I went to Uganda as a voluntary teacher for 3 years. The school where I was working was a private girls' school. Only the richest people in Uganda could afford the school fees, and that made me think. After a while, I moved to Tanzania and met my husband Richard. His father was a village chairman. One day he said, "Richard has told me how much work you did for education in Uganda. You know, the problems here in Tanzania are worse. If I give you some land, would you be interested in building a school for our village people? It has to be free of charge." I got so excited. Even though I didn't have any money to build a school, at least I had the land. In 2000, I went back to Australia and started raising money. My dad introduced me to Rotary International, an organisation of business people. They have good hearts and are usually quite well off. The local Rotary Club said they would support my fundraising. They collected donations at our local shopping mall and raised over $20,000. In 2001, the Rotary Club organised 15 volunteers to bring the money across here and build the first school building. They also brought a container from Australia with desks, chairs, textbooks, library books, pens and pencils. A few months later, I sold my car, paid off all my bills, closed my bank accounts, and flew to Tanzania. I had $200 left and not a fear in the world. I was so naive. At St. Jude's, we look for children who are clever but very poor. Last year, we had over 10,000 applications. It takes us about 6 months to go through them all, and there are lots of entrance tests. We take 150 new children each year. Every child is sponsored by somebody, and my job is to find a Westerner who's willing to pay their school fees. We had three sponsors to begin with in 2002. They were close friends and family who couldn't say no to me. Now we have more than 4,000 sponsors, 3 schools and 1,600 children from primary to secondary. The schools are running pretty much by themselves now, but it hasn't been easy. Ordinary Tanzanian schools are very different from St. Jude's. In Tanzania, about 50% of the children leave after primary school. Sometimes there are 70 or 80 kids in the classroom, and 3 or 4 children have to share one desk. They don't have textbooks. How can a teacher have a discussion with 70 children? How can he or she mark 80 assignments? You just can't do it. So the teacher writes everything on the board. A lot of the learning is just copying off the board. Teachers here are underpaid and undereducated. They often show up late for work, and they think it is acceptable to beat the children. We are trying to change their mentality. At St. Jude's, we have no more than 25 kids in a class, and teachers only teach 25 periods out of 40 a week, because we expect them to have good lesson plans. There is a culture here where you do not question people above you, your superiors. People in authority just do as they want. There is a lot of corruption in Tanzania. I don't expect the kids at St. Jude's to change the country, but I hope that our boys will not beat their wives when they grow up, at least. There is a lot of domestic abuse here, partly because many women have no education. A woman can't leave a man if she can't get a job, and she has to look after the kids. So if our women can be stronger and demand more respect, then I think we've done a good job.